بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, if there is one quality that can be stated to be a surefire guarantee of the pleasure of Allah, which means Jannah, and its opposite, the surefire guarantee of Jahannam, that quality is humility. It is humbleness. And the opposite of humbleness is arrogance. Kibr. Tawaze and kibr. If you go right up to the, right back to the beginning of the creation of the human race, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this as the reason why Iblis was thrown into the hellfire. And that was because he was arrogant. Right? Because he was arrogant. Allah said, فَاسْتَكْبَرَ. Now, the thing to understand, of course, is that, like all good things, in the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is also not easy. It's easy to talk about it like I'm talking about it, but actually to practice humility is very difficult. And the reason why it is difficult is because it's a paradoxical thing. And that paradox is that people who are humble are people who are actually supremely confident. Now, this may seem like I'm talking about two opposite things in the same breath. It is not. Humbleness comes out of supreme confidence. Arrogance comes out of lack of confidence. The arrogant person has the need to be in your face. He has the need to show off. He has the need to constantly remind you about who he is. A supremely confident person has no need to remind you, has no need for your approbation and your applause and your approval. The supremely confident person is content in himself or herself with their knowledge of themselves. They don't need to tell you about it. They don't need to remind you about it. They don't need to keep telling you, I am so-and-so, I am so-and-so. They do not need for you to address them by this title or that title. Whereas, the person who is fearful, the person who is lacking in confidence, for him or her, all of these are important. They need constant approval. They need constant strokes. They need others to constantly tell them how beautiful they are and how generous they are and how kind they are and how knowledgeable they are and how learned they are. You know, and how popular they are. These are the people who are hungering after Facebook likes and, you know, Twitter, RTs and whatnot. In all our social media. Social media today both promotes as well as survives on universal lack of confidence and universal need for approval. These are the two, both of these. The desire for approval of others and the desire to be constantly stroked and constantly praised and constantly supported by outside, by others. These desires are actually a sign of sickness. They are a sign of deficiency. They are a sign of sickness, and they result in arrogance because what happens when you are constantly being told, oh, you are so great, you are so great, you are so great, you actually start believing that. Somebody asked Ibrahim Adem Rahmatullah Ali, what was the most enjoyable time of your life? What time of your life did you really enjoy the most? And he said, I was traveling on a ship, and of course nobody knew who I was. And people, for whatever reason, he said there was one particular man on that ship who took a dislike to me, and others supported him. And this man, throughout that journey, he kept abusing me, he kept cursing me. It got to a point where he even physically abused me. You know, he hit me, he did all that. He pulled my hair. And that is when I was the most happy. I was very pleased. Now, this sounds like an insane thing to say, right? It sounds crazy. I mean, why? Somebody is abusing you, cursing you, and beating you, pulling your hair, and you are happy. And what does it tell you? You know what it really should tell you? It should tell you how this man, his way of looking at that, whereas he, normally you would be offended. Obviously, anybody would be offended. So I'm not, for example, now by saying this, promoting that you should do any of that, no. Or that you should not respect scholars, you should not respect your parents, you should not respect people who have done good for you, you should not thank them. I'm not saying any of that. I mean, we are talking about the individual himself or herself. What it shows is Ibrahim Adem Rahmatullah Alayh's enormous self-confidence, where he says that this man and his opinion makes no difference to me. And the fact that he is abusing me and so on and so forth, I'm going to turn this to my advantage by looking at myself from the eyes of this person and reminding myself that who am I? I'm really nothing. This man is right. I am nothing. It's like somebody, it's like two people who get caught in the rain. This thunderous rain, you know, pouring down like you're standing under a waterfall. There are two people who get caught in this rain. One is complaining and moaning and groaning, and he is trying to find some shelter and so on. And obviously, there is no shelter. And in any case, I mean, with rain that heavy, after the first, you know, few seconds literally, or you know, less than a minute, a shelter or no shelter makes no difference because you're soaked. The other man takes off his shirt and he washes it. So here is rain. The rain is a fact of life. This is what is happening to me. I can't stop the rain. So let me take advantage of this rain. Let me use this rain for my benefit. So I take off my shirt and I wash my shirt. I wash my clothes. Free water, clean water from the heavens. So Ibrahim Adem Rahmatullah treats it like this. He says, Alhamdulillah, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding me. Now, you might say, well, you know, if I do that, then whatever confidence I have will be destroyed. Today we are very much into this whole issue of self-esteem. Self-esteem. So let's look at it from that perspective. Once again, as I told you, what I am saying here is for the individual, for me to reflect on for myself. This is not for others to do or not do. Ibrahim Adem Rahmatullah, and so you might say that, you know, if I do that, if somebody is abusing me and I do not retaliate, I don't say anything and so on, and not only do I not say anything, I say to myself, you don't say to that person, but you say to yourself that, yes, this is good, this is who you are, this is what you deserve. Now, if you do that, will it not destroy your confidence? And the answer is, yes, it will destroy your confidence if you do it like that. But if you do it in the reality of it, and if you say that what this man is abusing is me in my original state. This is me without my clothes. Now, if I stand naked, you know, what are people going to say? More than likely, people are going to say, what kind of a shameless thing is this? I mean, look at this man, you know, he's standing there naked and how ugly it looks. How ugly he is. And then if I put on, you know, beautiful clothes, I have a beautiful turban on my head, I am wearing these flowing robes and so on and so forth. It happened to me in Bradley International Airport in America. When I used to live here in 1997-98, I was going somewhere, I was traveling, I think, I don't know for what I was, but anyway, I was in Bradley Airport and I was dressed like that. I had a turban, I was, it was winter, so I was wearing a thick mishla on top of my thobe. And I was sitting in the not the lounge, there's no, I don't know if there's a lounge there, but I was sitting in the main airport thing near the gate. And a woman comes to me and she says, are you a sultan? Are you a sultan? So I said, no, ma'am, not yet. And 20 years later, I'm still not a sultan. So now, if a person praises you and says, oh my God, you are so beautiful, she's not praising you, he's not praising you. They are saying that you are a very beautiful cloth hanger. I mean, you know, these clothes look nice on you. The clothes look nice on the hanger. What is the hanger? The hanger is a piece of bent wire. So if the hanger starts believing that he is the clothes, if the person starts believing the praise that people give him, then we've got a problem of arrogance. And why will a person believe that? Because the person himself is unsure of himself. But if you, when a person praises you, if you say to yourself what Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi said, which is, he said, when a person praises you, remember that he is praising the cover that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put on you. He is praising the cover that Allah put on you. He's not praising you, he's praising Allah's cover. Because Allah hid your weaknesses and faults and problems. And Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah said, if you do not wish to be offended and to be hurt with hurt by unjustified criticism, if you do not wish to be hurt by unjustified criticism, do not feel happy with unjustified praise. These two things. One, he said that if somebody praises you, he's praising the cover that Allah put over you. And the second one he said is, if you don't want to be hurt by unjustified criticism, then do not feel happy with unjustified praise. So you do not lose confidence because you know yourself. And when the person is praising you, you say, Alhamdulillah, he is praising what Allah has shown him. And when the person is cursing you or when the person is criticizing you, unjustified criticism, then you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing me to myself. Allah is showing me to myself. And then you look at yourself and say, what is it that I did for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove my cover? You're not worried about that person. You're actually thankful to that person. You say, Subhanallah, my brother, jazakumullahu khairan. You don't have to say that also to him. This is yours, inside yourself. So you are saying that what did I do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove his cover? And immediately you make istighfar. And you say, Ya Rab, please put the cover back. Please put the cover back. Let my secret be my secret with you. Let it not be exposed to anybody else. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand and to improve ourselves and to live our lives in a way which is pleasing to him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.